Happy Tuesday. With war being declared on Hamas, and we're going to level the Gaza Strip because they've already warned, you know, civilians and everyone to get out because we can't make peace with terrorists. But I just... people want to know why the Jews are hated so much. It's biblical. I don't understand how people... now the truth is coming out. Now people are saying, yeah, like what I've been saying, the Democrats are a bunch of Nazis. Now people are saying, all these Free Palestine people, how can you be outside chanting, drown all the Jews, gas all the Jews? I guess it's okay to walk around with swastikas now, but heaven forbid it be a MAGA hat. And I'm not even into politics anymore. Like I said, I've done like a total 180 from the beginning of this podcast till now. It's not different personalities or anything like that. It's called changing and growing from where I was in one place because I was abused for so long. When you're narcissistically abused for so long, you listen to people's tone and read about it, educate yourself, just like all these people need to educate themselves about Israel and Palestine. Hamas is not, they're not freedom fighters. You're not a freedom fighter if you, you know, use babies and innocent people as shields. And this is what exactly what Hamas is. It's disgusting to see, you know, it's just like another extremist group. It's another Muslim supremacist group. And that's what it is. This is like pretty much like 9/11, what's happening now. And I just think a lot of the left-sided Jewish people that were afraid to talk about certain things and all Trump-related now are speaking out, and they're seeing how much hate. And this is exactly how much hate we were getting when we were, like, pro-Trump and stuff like that. But now, as I've been saying for a long time, no man is going to save us. Nobody is going to save us here on earth. This is all in hopes that people turn to Jesus and realize that, you know, it already was done. He already came. He already saved us. This is God trying to find his one lost sheep. People have hated the Jewish people for history because it's biblical. Hamas in the Bible, Hamas in Hebrew, stands for violence. So read like the Old Testaments, and instead of using the word violence in there, put Hamas in there, and it makes a lot more sense. See, the Bible isn't a literary word. They're parables, and it's in another language. So you need to ask for the Holy Spirit to help you understand everything and just keep praying for these innocent people that are losing their lives. Just know we can't negotiate with terrorists. These are terrorists, and these people are here in America wearing swastikas, saying Free Palestine, Free Palestine, or whatever, however you say it. Typically, they meet at mosques undercover, and yeah, it's just sad. It's sad. But it's all biblical. Read the Old Testament. Like I said, Hamas in Hebrew stands for terrorism, violence. So it'll make sense if you switch out those words in the Bible. Seek Jesus. Know that there's a reason for all this. And he's the only one that can bring you peace.